Blog Talk Radio. Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line to help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart and you'll never lose. Awake and let go. Come into the
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of The Healing Fountain. This is Gary Moore streaming to you live from Nashville, and John Christie is away on vacation this episode. They call that holiday on the UK, but I'm so excited. In the UK? On the UK? I don't know. I am so excited to have our guest host on with us tonight, Miss Magical. It's been forever since we've had Miss Magical on with us, and it's wonderful to have her back. But according to Jan Christie, I was supposed to do this first, the Cosmic Kiss. So here's a Cosmic Kiss for everyone. I don't know. It still sounds painful. Miss Magical, are you there?
I am indeed, Gary, and I'm here in London. Thank you very much. And it's been a while since you and I graced the Blog Talk Radio airwaves together.
It has been, yes.
Really has. And, of course, Jan Christie there on her holiday vacation. Well-deserved, well-earned rest.
Yes.
And she's been doing the shows regularly. How long is it now, Gary?
We are in our fourth year. We've been doing it for 4 years.
And I don't believe she's missed a show. And I just really want to acknowledge Jan Christie right now. I don't doubt if she's listening now, but I'm sure she will be listening in the archive, checking up on us, Gary, I'm sure. And I just want to acknowledge her for her commitment and dedication to this wonderful show and for the healing it provides for people and the knowledge and wisdom.
Absolutely, yes, yes. Yes, she is tireless with this show, and I try to be on with her when I can. Sometimes I miss it, but she is regular with it, and hats off to her. It's amazing that we've been on this for this long. It's pretty amazing.
Absolutely. And, of course, acknowledging you, Gary, because you're here on a regular basis and with your fried bread, of course, and your dry humor, very extremely dry humor.
Yes.
So, of course, we have to acknowledge you. But I know that Jan Christie, you know, she's a wonderful goddess, and she really, you know, she's shown so much commitment to, you know, really uplifting people and raising the vibration for everybody.
Yes, absolutely. So enjoy your vacation, Jan Christie, your holiday. I think she went to Spain or someplace, I don't know. That's like going to Wisconsin here or something. So it's cool. Enjoy your holiday. We've got this. However much we deviate from the template, we'll try our best to do so in our own special way, of course. But this is going to be an exciting show with Decahedron on with us, the famous harpist, and we'll be getting him on with us momentarily. But first, let's play a little music, shall we?
Let's do that.
Let's do this. Here we go. We'll be right back. love that one. From the beginning, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. So, here we are, and we have Decahedron on with us. Deck, are you there?
I am here.
There he is. Welcome. Welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you doing?
Yep, I'm great. I was getting the feedback then. It was gone. Good.
Oh. Good. This is so exciting. I've got two musicians on with me tonight. It's almost like another Daddy G show or something. So you are here to talk to us about moving out of moving beyond victimhood toward total healing.
Absolutely. Going right to the source of the absolute truth to see a long view perspective of reality and just twist it around. I was listening to Gian's introduction about not overturning orthodox medicine. I'm here to overturn orthodoxy completely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I truly do believe if we take responsibility for every factor of our reality, there are no victims. I've had that drilled in my head for years, that there are no victims, there are only volunteers. And once we move toward out of the victim idea and into responsibility, then we know what to do and how to move forward out of it, or that opens the door for that to happen.
Sure, it's a hard route because it's so easy to fall into, this virus has got me, that truck hit me. I look out there and I see all these nasty cabal people doing nasty things to nice people, and I don't like it. And it's things out there doing things to me, and it's so difficult to take that responsibility that you're the one that's creating this.
We're the ones that attracted that into our life somehow. People, I say that to everyone I can about, every factor in your life, everything going on in your life, you have attracted into your life.
Yeah.
And they can say, well, I didn't particularly attract the debt. I didn't attract the abuse. I didn't attract the bad job. And I tend to get a little bit in their face and say, yes, you did attract it. And that's probably one of the most difficult concepts to understand. But once we do understand, it becomes life-altering.
It is, and that's what I hope to do tonight, with a little luck. I tend to be quite mental, and that doesn't suit some people. So if you listen with the heart and not think too much of the mind and just let it go into you, hopefully some change will occur within this.
Mm-hmm.
But I use the word created. It's all perspective. You're saying we've attracted this, and we say we created our reality. But the reality is that everything already exists. Nothing is created.
That's very interesting, Deck. How are you, my friend? Did we lose Deck? Okay, now I don't know, I think we've lost Gary, so if anyone could let me know in the chat room if you're hearing me. This is still Miss Magical on the Healing Fountain Show, and it looks like Gary has dropped off and he has Deck coming through his Skype. So could anybody let me know if you can hear me, if you could drop me a message in the chat room, that would be great. And we'll see where we go from here. And, you're here. Good. Well, I'm just going to keep things running until we get the boys back in. And it was interesting there what Deck was saying about, really taking responsibility, because that really reminded me of something that I've been experiencing lately. And that is, when stuff comes up for us, really acknowledging and going through those kind of breakdowns and coming out the other end of it with a breakthrough and really owning your stuff, all that stuff that you'd rather hide and you don't want to really talk about, and we kind of become resigned to, or even we just don't know where it comes from and it just comes up from nowhere and really surprises us, not in a good way. And what I realized was that, you know, when I was able to own that, those issues of my own, that they very quickly dissipated and cleared. And I found it, you know, just like magic, really. And it was wonderful just to be able to release and let go of stuff just by really taking responsibility and saying, yes, that is my stuff. You know, I can be like that, and I am like that sometimes. And just the acknowledgement of that will often, you know, clear that away. And it's healing, actually, very healing and very liberating and peaceful, just not to make yourself wrong. In fact, just to allow, you know, the feelings, allow it to be, and then acknowledge and clear it. So I just wanted to say that while I was filling in for Deck and Gary. And I'm just dropping a message in the chat here for him. There we go. So I'm hoping that Gary and Deck will be able to get back onto the call quite quickly, as I'm here all by myself. Ah, if you have some music, fabulous.
I sit and wait. There's an angel contemplate my fate. Do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I have been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it, oh, she offers me protection, a lot of love and affection, whether I'm right or wrong. And down the waterfall, wherever it may take me, I know that life won't break to call. She won't forsake me. I'm loving angels instead. When I'm feeling weak and my pain walks down a one-way street, I look above and I know
Okay, we are back. I apologize, everyone, that there was a technical difficulty. We lost Deck and lost me for a moment, and I'm back. And welcome back, Deck. Finish your thought, what you were saying.
Where did we get to? Where did you lose me?
We were talking about not necessarily creating our reality, but deciding which reality we choose to participate in.
Right. The most important thing I was saying here was that the totality cannot be said to have any outside attributes because everything is inside, so there's nothing outside it to compare it to. So it can't have any size or time or any other attribute whatsoever other than its duality with the void. And that duality is the source of all duality that flows from that. And you can imagine that that single truth splitting and splitting and splitting manifold times, infinite times, until we arrive at this experience we're having here, which, although we only have 3 degrees of freedom of consciousness, which is our 3 dimensions, the experience we have is actually multidimensional.
Mm-hmm.
If you think in terms of drawing a graph, 2 lines gives you 1 dimension, a single line. Three dots, three things, gives you 2 dimensions, 3 dots making a triangle in the plane. And if you look out around you and think how many pieces of information there are just in the room that's around you, let alone the room or the universe, you know, it's such a large number of pieces of information, and each piece of information generates a new dimension. So what we're experiencing is actually highly dimensional, but our experience of it only has 3 degrees of freedom. We've limited ourselves down from the infinite dimensions of the one, the totality, being infinite dimensions of experience. We've limited right down till we've only got 3 dimensions left. This is one of the reasons why we've lost our concept of our connection to everything else, because the minimum nugget of existence is 4-dimensional. Which I depict symbolically as a 4-dimensional figure called the decahedron.
Mm-hmm.
And to be down here only seeing 3 dimensions, we have to lose 1 dimension. And that dimension is our connection to the rest of reality. So we feel cut off, and that immediately generates a sense of victimhood. It's rather like as humans suddenly being deaf and blind, and in an alien environment, not knowing where you are, you feel vulnerable, and that vulnerability generates a sense of victimhood in us. But when you start opening up that higher dimension and realizing that you are connected with everything else, that there can never be any disconnection whatsoever, that sense of victimhood starts fading away, and our path, there can be nothing separate from the source. So there is a direct connection all the way from the source to where we are now and to every other particle of reality. And you can imagine it as a path from the one to where we are here. And each turning on the path, we make a choice, we make a decision, and that decision then becomes a judgment and a belief. So we end up confined by a whole set of beliefs and judgments as to what our reality is around us. And the higher we can project our consciousness, the more choice we have in what our reality is around us. So I don't know how much you heard, but I was saying that within the totality is like a quantum field, and our consciousness collapses that quantum field to the particular nature. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
And that particular nature is the experience we're having. So we have chosen to collapse an infinite quantum field into this one experience we're having now, this one witness point that we're having. So nothing is created because everything is there already. All possibilities exist simultaneously in this moment now. So in a way, nothing is created. All we do is choose to experience one part of something that is already there. So when you look out at the world, you're seeing a direct reflection of your own choices. You're seeing a direct reflection of you. The world you see around you is you. Mm-hmm. And if you don't like it, you have to change you. I mean, this is one of the essences of the Ho'oponopono type philosophy, that you have to forgive yourself for creating the reality you see in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And that forgiveness is also includes acceptance. This is, again, I don't know what you heard, this is the state of being who you are. You have to know who you are first, but then be who you are, whatever it is, no matter how tainted you feel you are, be yourself, accept yourself in the moment, because unless you're, it's like unless you're standing on firm ground, you cannot walk forwards. Unless you accept the moment now as you are, standing in this moment, you don't have the possibility of moving. So you have to accept exactly everything that there is and accept it with love and forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, you can then begin to change it. So it's not just the your personal health as a direct expression of your own inner nature, but the whole world around you. From an individual point of view, it appears that we've created it. We are the creators of everything we see around us.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is we've chosen to experience one particular view of an infinite range of totality. And when you change your point of view, you start seeing a different reality around you. As an example, when I was brought up, I learned a certain history. And over a period of time, I realized that history was not right. And there are other versions of that history, because that history is my particular path to here. But it's, in a way, the past doesn't even exist. Only this moment now exists, and from this moment now, we project back a past that would manifest this moment. So when we change the vibration of who we are in this moment, even our past changes. So when we ascend, and ascension is absolute, it has already happened. We're just watching the drama unfold.
Mm-hmm.
To the point of experiencing it. But because there is only the now, ascension already is. And it's that difference of perception from this moment now. I'll give you an example. Three people walk into a field and come together in the middle of the field. One of them's come through the gate, another one's climbed over the fence, and another one's fought his way through the bushes. And they're all standing in the middle of the field, in the same place, experiencing the same reality. Now, it would be ridiculous for the guy that came through the gate to insist that everyone else had to come through the gate as well. Do you see what I mean? Because they're all standing... because we're all together here in this one moment, we can all have different histories. A fundamentalist Christian actually does live in a universe that God created 6,500 years ago. A scientist lives in a universe that was created by a Big Bang and through a series of incredible coincidences manages to manifest the experience we have here. Someone else lives in a universe where aliens created us and put us on here deliberately. These are all true. Everything, every single possibility exists. And as long as it doesn't contradict our experience in this moment now, those are all truths of our own path. So we can't contradict anyone else's experience or view of the past, because that is actually their truth. All these things are real. Somewhere there's a universe where Shakespeare wrote to exist or not to exist instead of to be or not to be. Every possibility exists. A technical numerical way of thinking it is that you could write a description of the universe and put it in a computer and it would just be a very large number. But there's another very large number that's a similar universe with a few differences. And that number represents, if you like, a frequency that we hold within ourselves. And when we change our inner frequency, we move to a different universe. So when we're ascended and we look through ascended eyes, we will see an ascended universe. We won't see this traumatic universe that we've been living in. And it's one of my phrases, that when you look through eyes of love, you only see love. Another little illustration is a pickpocket and a guru walking to get towards each other down a street. And the pickpocket looks at the guru and sees a pocket to be picked. And the guru looks at the pickpocket and sees an ascended being. It's all a matter of perception. And it's one of the fallacies that we fall into, that everyone else is seeing the same thing as we are, that everyone else has the same history that we are. So it comes down to having to accept yourself as you are first, and the universe as it is, without saying, oh, it shouldn't be like this, this is wrong. You have to accept it as it is and love it as it is, because there is no imperfection. One of the reasons, apart from the fact that I've funneled down to this absolute truth and seen the whole logic that unfolds from that, which generates everything else, and that has been recently my latest post on Facebook, if people want to go there and see that. From that truth has come a language, and I've only recently realized that I came into this life knowing this language, which means that I knew the truth and brought it with me. My Chinese zodiac sign is the wooden horse, and I've come into this life appearing to be one thing, but within me, I've carried this truth. And I've also been, in the same way as you can have reincarnation experiences and experience some of your reincarnations, I have snapshots, not just in my life on Earth, but life back through the dimensional realms. And I've been taken out beyond the consciousness of this universe to the oversoul of this universe, to the oversoul of that oversoul. And if you just keep going and going and going, seeing bigger and bigger versions of reality, you actually end up coming in from the bottom, in through the subatomic realm. So what seems to be looking out into the universe seems to be getting larger and larger. If you go far enough, because everything is cyclic, you actually re-enter this universe from the smallest thing there is, from the ground of reality, up into this realm. Because everything is cyclic. Infinity is cyclic. Time is cyclic. And because that's part of that thing held in that truth of the totality, that it doesn't have a beginning and an end, which means that everything inside it is cyclic. There's nothing that starts in one place and ends in another place. It all just goes round and round and round, and it might do that infinitely, and we might not see the cycles, but it's all part of a great cycle. And when we come to this point of ascension, this is why this our particular experience here is so, so special, that there have been other races that have ascended before, which is just moving up the vibrational level. But when we do, we're going to do something incredibly special. Up to now, up to the point of ascension, existence has been breathed out and breathed in. The great breath of God, some call it. Each moment is manifest, breathed in, breathed out and breathed in. The eternity is manifest as being breathed out and breathed in. But when we ascend, we're going to transcend a barrier, which means that the breathing out will become the breathing in. It will, instead of an in and out, it will become a continuous cycle. We'll break that illusion of separation that exists between things. The totality will become one incredible cycle. The dimensions will be free for everyone to travel and to experience all sorts of things, which means that we'll also be bringing the light, instead of us moving up to a higher dimension, we'll also be bringing the light down into these physical bodies and manifesting these bodies as real living things. Because at the moment, the body is just dead. The body is earth animated by our consciousness. And when our consciousness leaves, the body just returns to earth again. But when we open this barrier, we'll be bringing that light down and the body will become truly alive. And that's when we become immortal and we are able to choose how we look and have all these amazing abilities that have been prophesied. That's how it happens, because we open the channel through the infinite of the totality. we are the ones that complete the cycle. That is why this is so special. We're completing this cycle, and the separation, the suffering, will disappear across the totality. Won't be just healing our own little bodies. We won't just be healing humanity. We will be healing totality. We're bringing something new that has never been here before. It's there is no time, but if we see it from a time perspective, this is the midpoint. This is the turning point. This is the greatest thing that has ever happened. And we're wandering around in these little bodies feeling like victims. And it's really quite, it's really very funny that we think we're so small, but our true nature is immense. We are magnificent beings just pretending to be these tiny little things. And yeah, I guess we're, especially as I've been gone, we're probably running out of time. So I'll just pull it together and say that we are going to be transcending all the perceptions we've had. This illusion we see around us will be collapsing,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to be such loving, joyous people, and we are going to be laughing. It's going to be like walking off a set, imagine where you believed you'd been part of this great drama,
mm-hmm.
and realizing what a limitation it was and how great we really are. It's going to be fantastic.
Yes, and this is what the Ascended Ones all tried to tell us on down through time, whether it be Christ or Buddha or Muhammad, all of them. Well, they all had a similar message, and that was, we are sacred, we are holy. And we're just beginning to grasp just how sacred and holy we really are, you know. And that has been a many centuries long process in learning that. So coming into that and becoming mindful of the duality, the illusion of how it's really all an illusion.
It looks like it's been centuries, but it has been but just a moment.
Just a moment. Exactly. Yeah, again, the perception of time, again, being in the illusion of it all. But what I really love is how science is also beginning to open this up in scientifically, you know, to look at it that way.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing about the truth that I have, is it brings the metaphysical side and the science side together. If you ask a scientist where this lot came from, he'll talk about a Big Bang, and you say, where did that come from? Oh, colliding brains, and where did they come from? Oh, I don't know. And you could ask someone else, and they'll say, well, the aliens put us here, and where did they come from? And even the religious guys.
Right.
You know, well, God did it. Okay, well, where did God come from?
Right.
Now, my solution is, you go back to the void, and there is only one void. So immediately you've got the void and the one, so you've got two.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And from that comes multiplicity and connection and self-referentiality and a whole load of variation and relationships between things, a whole load of logical things out of which generates an information field. And that information field, being self-referential, becomes our consciousness.
Yes.
Because even God can't exist without one.
Right. Nothing can exist without one. Nothing can exist without our consciousness entering into the picture.
Absolutely.
They're all beginning to show that. And I love kind of like what, similar to the one of the best ones I can subscribe to thus far is Dr. John Hagelin talking about the unified field theory and how it all is. It's all consciousness. It all stems from consciousness.
Consciousness of what?
Totally abstract consciousness.
Yeah. Consciousness of information. Without information, there isn't anything.
Exactly, yeah.
And it's that information which, if you like, examining itself, which is our consciousness. And the information doesn't exist anywhere in particular. We see it manifest in things, but the information itself does not exist in a place or a time. It exists, from another perspective, it's eternal and everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the information that is the source of it, and the source of the information is in the one void. So we can start with nothing, generate the entire information field, which is self-referential, and that self-referential nature is our consciousness examining the field, and then we symbolize it as this experience we see around us.
Fabulous. Deck, I'd like to ask you a question, actually. I mean, you speak so eloquently. It's a marvelous expanded view of, you know, how things are or how they might be. And I've met you in person. I know that you're a very high vibrational being and, you know, you're full of wisdom. But, you know, I'd like to ask you, you know, how you came by this information and wisdom and, you know, some people are channeling this information. Some people are just studying and coming to their own conclusions. You talked about, you know, going right out into the, almost into the void, and then coming back in a very small way. Could you give us a short kind of info slot about how you've come to this conclusion?
By being obsessive compulsive. I was born apparently with an attachment to the beginning of things, my daydreams. I could never get out of the beginning, and boundaries, looking at boundaries of things and beginnings of things became an obsession, a compulsive obsession. And I ended up throwing away all my assumptions. If I couldn't validate it absolutely, I tossed it out until I was left sitting in the void. Because everything is an assumption when it comes down to it. When you look really closely at it, you can't validate anything. And sitting in the void, just looking to see what was there, I saw the truth. And since I found that truth, it's generated immense creativity in me. I've had the experience, I'll do this very quickly, there are four natures of consciousness. It's the void experience in the void, which is a non-experience, and I, if you like, know I've been there, but there's nothing to say about it because it's a non-experience. There is the, if you like, the Raja Yoga experience of the one experience in the void, where your consciousness is sitting in nothing, which is where I was for a long time. There is also the experience of the void experiencing the one, in which you experience everything in one moment. I have experienced living for eternity, not just my own consciousness, but I have experienced living every infinite consciousness there is for eternity, but in a moment. And that's the void experiencing the one. And then the fourth state of consciousness is the one experiencing the one, which is what we are used to here. And the one that experiences the totality as the one is what we think of as God. But if you think of these four states of consciousness as points of a compass, the center of the compass, which is not exactly a state of consciousness, is the real center of all of it. It's without the center of the compass, the other points don't make any sense. If you take the center of the compass disappears. And out of that also, then more recently, I've contacted, if you like, the consciousness of the information field, which I symbolize as what I call the sprites, and I've been channeling them. And that is, once I found this truth and symbolized it as this decahedral structure, it became a key that unlocked the truth. And it's, I can only describe it as, imagine a sphere with information written all over it, but you turn the sphere and the information changes. It's multidimensional, and when I channel, it's like reading the sphere. So it's not as if I have someone talking through me. I'm receiving information, translating it as a personified, symbolized voice, and projecting that. And when I'm channeling, the process is I receive the information, I turn that into words in my consciousness, I resonate that back to the field that it came from, and confirm whether or not I translated it correctly. Sometimes I haven't, and so the information comes out as the channels that I'm doing now, and I suspect I have a feeling the sprites will be channeling when I'm doing the meditation later.
Okay, great.
Thank you, Deck. Thank you. That
yes.
was extensive.
Thank you, Deck.
And very good. Thank you.
Yes.
I will also briefly say, before we get onto the video, that if you stop the video and when we do the video, these are keys. These are visual keys that will unlock things inside you. And the video is quite short, but if you stop at it and really meditate on the different images in there, you'll find different sensations and changes happening inside you.
Okay, well, go ahead. I posted the link to the video already in the chat room. So if I can get everyone to go ahead and click that link and pull up the YouTube player, pause the player, mute the sound, and return the counter back to zero.
And put it on full screen for best effect.
And put it on full screen, okay? And maybe Miss Magical in your... Well, I guess I'll do it. When everyone is ready, and you've got that player paused and pulled up and everything, send up a heart in the chat room to let us all know you are ready. And I shall, in my, I don't know, poor imitation of John Christie, I'll go ahead and synchronize everybody and play the audio to go along with this, and we'll all be in sync. So go ahead and pull that up. It's called The Color Keys by Decahedron. And here come the hearts. They are coming up. And I'll begin to play the player in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play. Okay, that was it. Yeah, it is a short video, isn't it? Wonderful. That is beautiful.
Oh, great.
And we're back. We're back.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it was a bit of a short video this week, but yeah, it's wonderful. Could you explain to us what was going on in that?
Well, I first got the blue key in a very vivid dream along with a channel, and there is another video on my YouTube channel called The Blue Key, which has the channel that comes with it. And they are symbols that have been passed down from the source through all the infinite dimensions to here and through me. So they contain vibrations of all sorts of things. You just need meditating on, really, and sensing and feeling. Look at them for, say, 30 to 60 seconds, and then study the after image, play with them, just experiment with them and see what they do for you. They change things.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, there are some lovely images, and it looks like, well, what, sacred geometry, I guess they would call that? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Although I do react sometimes to the word sacred geometry because the geometry is inherent in the information field. So it's more technical geometry, really. It's just
not necessarily sacred, in other words.
Yeah, we interpret it as divine or sacred because it is so special. And obviously there have been various factions that have taken some of it and turned it into a negative thing, and others that take it and revere it. But it is just what it is. It's information, and it cannot not be. It's like saying there can't be a right angle. such a thing has to be when you look at it.
Okay. Oh, wonderful.
So, Gary, what? I'm thinking that we were going to do a candle ceremony, but as we're deviating from the template, let's all just take a moment to focus and close our eyes for a minute, and then instead of lighting our candles literally in the third dimension, we're going to go into the fifth dimensional heart space, the higher heart, and ignite those flames within us. And as we do that, we're going to think of anyone that we know that we really would like to give extra healing and, you know, a higher vibration.
Mm-hmm.
People that, you know, we hold in our hearts, and like we do with our candle ceremony. So we're going to ignite the flame within our hearts and hold those people in that heightened healing space. So there we have it. That was our fifth dimensional candle ceremony for this evening. So over to you, Gary, and I think it might be time for the meditation.
I think what we'll do is we'll play Marika. Marika's mantra first, and then she will intro you, Deck, back in to do the meditation. So thank you, Marika. Thank you, Miss Magical.
Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, We feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want, by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Greetings, O radiant particles. You are magnificent. I are the sprites, for there is no division, but we are many. We are the consciousness of the information field, and we bring an image for you to contemplate. Breathe, relax, close your eyes, and imagine everything is gone. There is only blackness around you, only your spark, your brilliant, magnificent spark of consciousness in the darkness, in the void. And cup your hands in front of you.
take a deep breath and breathe into your hands. And in your hands, see a seed appear. A seed of life. And take that seed and plant it in the darkness. At first, it disappears. But under the light, the brilliant light of your consciousness, it begins to grow, and a small shoot appears, and the shoot grows, and two little leaves grow on that shoot, dividing, duality appearing. And from between those leaves, the shoot continues to grow, and grows more leaves, and the shoot divides, and divides again, over and over. The shoot becomes the trunk of a tree, with many, many branches, and each branch has branches, infinite branches, and each branch has twigs on it, infinite upon infinite twigs. They are all your consciousness, for they have grown in the light of your consciousness. And on those twigs, imagine you see a leaf growing. And the leaf comes to believe that it is separate, that it lives a life, and dies and tumbles back to the earth from which it came. That is the nature of your life. But the consciousness, the twig, from which the leaf grew, is always there, and always connected to the trunk. For the trunk is one, the tree is one. You are all the tree, just parts of the same tree. But the life that runs through the tree is the same life that runs through you. And as you realize this, and your essence connects with the essence of the tree, instead of a leaf, you grow a bud. At that joint between your physical life and your spiritual life, between the physicality of your experience and the ephemeral essence of your witness, a bud begins to grow and blossom into the most beautiful flower. And that flower basks in the light of your consciousness. And then the flower turns into another seed and falls to the ground, into the void, and grows another tree. But we have shown you this image as a time sequence. But there is no time. There is only the moment now. So all stages of being of the tree, the seed, the shoot, the leaves, the branches, the twigs, the trunk, the blossoms, the fruits, the seeds, are all now. They are all one. There is no time, for all these stages exist in this one moment, in totality. And you have chosen to experience just this one twig. But as your consciousness expands, you can project yourself back down through the branch, to the trunk, to the seed, and become one. And when your flower has grown and generated the fruit and returned to the void, and that seed has grown into the tree again, for it is only the one tree, the same tree, over and over again, you will have completed the cycle. You will have connected all that is together. You are so magnificent. And some of you think you are so small. But you are the tree. You are all the tree. Just experiencing a small experience of it. For the sake of it. For all the tree must experience. Every possibility must be experienced. And it is your choice to have that experience now. Relax. Breathe. And to know that you are the totality. You are the source of all. And you are all the infinite possibilities there are. And you can choose to be any of them that you wish. So choose with love. And with joy, and with peace, and grow a healthy tree, a vibrant tree. Experience the love and the joy flowing through you. Become love, manifest love. See all through the eyes of love, and you will only see love. We bid you greetings, O radiant particles. We love you, for you are us. There is no separation. All is one. You are that one. You are love manifest now, in this moment. Be at peace and be in joy. We bid you greetings.
are back. That was a wonderful meditation. Thank you ever so much.
Thank you.
And that was I Hear You Now by Vangelis. That was a wonderful selection of music. That's great. And Miss Magical, are you there? I want to thank you all for joining us.
I'm here, Gary.
I want to thank you all for joining us, even though we weren't coming apart. We've got about 8 minutes left, 7 minutes left, something like that. And if Deck, would you, in your inimitable fashion, could you play us out with something on that beautiful harp of yours? And while you're doing that, maybe Miss Magical, you could share with us what you've got going on these days.
Well, I'm still playing music, and I'm still studying and learning about spirituality in life, and I'm going to be co-hosting a show on the 11th of the 11th at 11:11 GMT PM, and that's going to be all about conscious music and New Earth Nation music and New Earth Nation. So Jan said I could plug that, and thank you, Gary, for the opportunity
Wonderful.
to be in the studio for the first time, and it's been a blast, and it's been very helpful and confusing. And thank
well,
you, Jeff.
Well, it's absolute privilege and pleasure to have you back on with us. And what Blog Talk channel will you be doing that show from?
That's on New Earth Nation.
U.S. Nation? Okay.
New Earth Nation.
Gotcha.
Nation.
Okay.
11:11 p.m. GMT.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, everyone pay attention to Miss Magical's Facebook site and so forth. Look for the link for the show. It sounds wonderful.
Thank you.
And as Deck, if he's ready, I don't know if he's ready with his harp.
Yeah, I'm here. And thank you, Gary, and thank you, Miss Magical, for the opportunity to be here. It was lovely. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Deck. Right. Thank you, Miss Magical. Thank you, everyone. I love you all. And we'll see you next week with Jen Christie. She should be back. And with that, we'll just play your heart out. And next week, we'll have Brenda Tenorelli back on with us. So.
Okay. And if the show ends, the rest of the harp music will be on the archives.
It'll be on the archives, so come back and listen to the archive.
Okay. I love you all.
Love you, too.
Love you, too. Love you, everyone.